WLNDFM, Signal Mountain, 98.1 The Lake. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake. With your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
Welcome to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World, locally owned and serving our community for over four decades. I'm Ed Jones with 47 years in holistic health, here with Clint Powell, the PhD of East Ridge Waffle House, Chattanooga's premier podcaster, and always asking the questions that you've been wanting to ask, but felt silly doing it.
Yep. That's what I do.
That's your job. That's your profession.
I am fantastic at asking meaningless, basic questions.
Yep. Once in a while, you hit a home run.
Every now and then.
Today, we're going to have two guests. I love Naomi. She is a doctor, has a doctorate of natural medicine, which is naturopathy. And then we have Dr. Kurt Deering, which is the clinical pharmacist. That is on staff, and so is Naomi at Nutrition World. So proud of both of them. And we're going to talk about kidney health with Dr. Deering. It's something very important.
And histamines with Naomi.
Histamines. And we all know kind of what a histamine is because
it's way bigger than we think, though.
Yeah, but with pollen right now, a lot of people are talking remedies. And a lot of the remedies over the counter could be something you don't want to do long term due to cognitive decline. That's my number one concern with that. Had a great podcast that will be coming out in probably 2 days with a lady, Jen is her name, who owns Whole Sun Mushrooms. I love to study mushrooms. This lady travels the world. In fact, she just had came back from Spain but a week or two ago, and she is on fire. Her whole life is built around research of medicinal mushrooms. Here's a couple of the talking points. Do you realize, and I always need to be reminded of this, mushrooms, we share 55% of the genetic code with mushrooms. There's not another plant that has anywhere close to that because we don't share much with plants. We do with some other creatures, but we don't with plants except for mushrooms. 55% genetic similarity. And she is probably one of the most passionate as far as quality, growing the mushrooms correctly, processing them where it keeps all the active ingredients. But one of the conversations that excited me the most was, and she's doing a study on this, it's theorized that taking medicinal mushrooms like the shiitakes and the reishis and the turkey tails will decrease microplastics. And we talk about microplastics all the time. I did tell her that I did a microplastics blood test, and I came back, if I used a report card, I came back a B, not an A. But I've been doing these mushrooms for a long time. The one that I do is Deep Immune Health Mushrooms, Whole Sun, that's the brand, and I do 3 to 4 per day, and it has the reishi fruiting body, the turkey tail, the chaga, and the lion's mane, and it is something that I told her, we talk about Core 4 all the time, if I could add one more probable nutrient to Core 4 and call it a Core 5, it would be a daily dose of mushrooms because it's not the nutrients. There's some basic information in mushrooms and cleansing of toxins in mushrooms and re-stabilizing the body's chemistry in mushrooms that actually nutrients don't do. Nutrients build and function and cause processes. Mushrooms actually balance and calm and create homeostasis. Those are two different things. So I'm a huge fan of mushrooms. Look for that on YouTube, the podcast that we did on The Holistic Navigators, where it will be posted. We're excited about that. Don't forget, when you're doing your yard work or gardening, Firehawk herbicide. And that also, we have a video of a podcast I did with a farmer who is devoting a lot of his time to promoting this. This is a non-glyphosate, non-chemical type of herbicide that works. It dehydrates a plant, so it isn't killing it by the poisoning of it. It's killing it by the dehydration. And what that means is your dogs, your cats, your kids, yourself won't be harmed if you step on it. If you accidentally got it on your skin, you actually ingested a little bit of it, it's not going to poison you. Very, very important to purify our landscape and our lifestyle as best we can. This is not that costly. Kills just as much as all the bad chemicals. So come get Firehawk at Nutrition World. So,
we got to end the first segment short today because we have two great guests. When we come back, we're going to have Naomi on, and we're going to talk about histamines. What are they? What do they do? How to manage them? How to get rid of them? And you're listening to Vital Health Radio. It's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones here with Clint Powell. And for nearly five decades, I've worked in nutrition and holistic health. And every day at Nutrition World, we help people apply what truly works for their health. So let's continue today's conversation and move you closer to stronger, more resilient health. Nothing I like better than interviewing and speaking with what I consider experts in the field of bigger conversations of health. Traditional medicine has a great place. Wouldn't want to live in a world without it, but there's a lot of conversations, a lot of toolboxes that are able to be accessed for our longevity, our management of diseases. And today we have one of my newer staff members and also an expert in the community, Naomi. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have a vast amount of experience in the training of, and people use different words, integrative, holistic, nutritional, but you have a doctorate of naturopathic medicine. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep. And that was from Portland, Oregon? Did you?
Yes, the National University of Natural Medicine. Mm-hmm.
This is not something to be taken lightly. This is a very heavy-duty curriculum. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it is a four-year program that requires pre-med prerequisites to get into. And then right away, you start with the basic biomedical sciences, get the anatomy, the physiology, structure, function. And throughout that, we are integrating, you know, what we're learning about the body with a holistic lens. So it's not, you know, conventional schooling with a weekend seminar of natural therapies. Mm-hmm. It's from the very beginning, we're looking at all of the systems of the body in a very holistic and integrative way, looking at ways to support the body by providing the tools that it needs to do its job, by reducing obstacles to health and wellness, and truly just supporting the body from the bottom up so that it can do its job. Yep. With the belief system that the body can, you know, do a really great job if it's just given what it needs.
I love that. And reducing obstacles. And that's something that, again, I don't want to be too harsh, but the traditional medical thinking doesn't look for the why. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly not looking for obstacle removal. Mm-hmm. It's looking for management of disease through the use of pharmaceuticals in most cases. And I know early in the history of the United States, this philosophy was pretty much primary as far as health and medical training. But when the big money came in,
right,
of course, it changed everything. But today we're going to talk about histamines. And histamines, I think everybody, including even Clint, probably knows what that word means.
So it's funny you say that, Ed, because my first question would be, can you explain what a histamine is?
Yes, absolutely. So histamine is a messenger molecule that your body and your immune system create. So when we think about, you know, if you have allergies and your body releases histamines, it brings, you know, it causes some swelling and some itching. It brings attention to the tissues. Mm-hmm. So it's something that we need for a variety of reasons, even to make stomach acid, which seems unrelated, but it's something that we need, but that doesn't cause issues unless there is more histamine coming in than the body can truly deal with.
When you say deal with,
well, we're going to talk about some options to help people.
Yes.
But I just real quick, when you say deal with, mm-hmm, does the body get rid of those? Does it attack them and minimize them? How does the body, quote, deal with stuff?
So
like
it's
normally
through detoxification. Okay. So using enzymes in the body to break the histamines down so that you can eliminate them. Yeah. So dealing, it's not so much like, yeah, it is degrading it, essentially. Yeah.
So just make it more manageable to get it out of the body and
right
out of the system.
Yeah, I view it like a bucket, right? So your body can, you know, deal with some histamines here and there. You have the tools that those enzymes need to break those histamines down available. So then they never really present an issue because you're breaking them down as they come in.
Right.
But if your ability to break those down is hampered because you don't have the tools to do that with,
right,
then they can build up and then you start to see symptoms.
So it's twofold. One, how do you prevent from building up, and then how do you get rid of the ones you have?
Exactly. Okay. And part of getting rid of the ones you have and is preventing
right
from them from building up, and then making sure you have the tools to eliminate them.
Yeah.
And those same tools are used for other aspects of health too. So if they're busy doing other things, then there's less available for that histamine metabolism process.
And see, that conversation would never be happening in the world of traditional thinking of health in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we all know about the over-the-counter and prescription drugs that people take as an antihistamine.
Right.
Those are not trying to remove obstacles. Those are trying to eliminate symptoms, mm-hmm, through the use of a pharmacological molecule.
Yeah.
But anytime you have something that synthetic, you're going to have a rippling effect of other side effects. We all know of the sleepiness or of the hyperactivity that may come from using the more pharmaceutical approach,
mm-hmm,
and prostate swelling in men, mm-hmm, all the way down to, you know, people who get a abusive of things like Benadryl and other antihistamines. Yeah. And they are also now shown very strongly. Of course, in our field, we've talked about it for decades, which it tends to really lessen cognitive function when you are using those kind of choline blockers in order to get a symptom relief. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of naturopathic philosophy is that, like you said, it's helping the body to set itself up for success. But even with that, it's helping other systems within the body. So what would a person, how much does food play a role in histamines?
So food can play a huge role, but it's, again, that bucket analogy, uh-huh. right? So let's say you've been dealing with histamines. Okay, there haven't been a lot of things that increase histamines, and we'll talk more about that later, things that can increase them in the body outside of just elevated pollen. Sorry, can you remind me what we're talking about again?
Yeah, what can we do to help slow that down?
It is food.
Really? Yes, yeah. Yes. Okay, yes. So foods, lots of foods, even healthy foods, contain quite a bit of histamines. So, of course, wine, cheese have a lot of histamines. Yeah. Aged things, right? Even leftovers or slow cooked things that have been sitting around for a while. But even healthy things like citrus fruit, mm-hmm. avocados, tomatoes, eggplant, even so, yogurt, because things that are like I said, fermented.
It's not the fault of the food as much as it is our systems being inhibited.
Yeah. And it's not even always that they have the foods. It's just the way that our body interacts with them mm-hmm. or that they slow down the enzymes that break it down. So when we have, if you have been dealing with your histamines, okay, you can eat those foods sometimes and it's not an mm-hmm. issue. But let's say it's right now pollen season, your histamine bucket's a little fuller. Now suddenly, having more tomato-rich foods and more avocados, spinach is a big one too, then you start to see more of those symptoms that if you had it, in the wintertime when mm-hmm, histamines mm-hmm. aren't as high, they might not bother you. So I see a lot of clients that feel very confused because they don't understand why is this food bothering me sometimes and not another time, because we have a very narrow-minded view of food. Either you have an allergy for it or you don't. You either can mm-hmm. eat it or you can't, but sometimes it's situational as
and
well.
And a histamine release is not an allergic immune response, is it?
No. It absolutely can be. Histamines mediate, anaphylaxis and things like that. But it's not just because you are having, histamines from food does not mean you are allergic to the food. Yeah, because that's more mm-hmm. immune mediated with IgE.
And I think the health of society has changed over many, 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 many decades. I know, but, in the 1800s, there wasn't a whole lot of stories of people having massive attacks with pollen. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody worked outside.
Definitely.
The trees were still blooming.
Exactly.
But we have changed since those times.
We have, and our gut has changed.
So
our gut microbiome influences how we deal with histamines, whether that's just, some imbalance in our gut microbiome, or sometimes even good beneficial bacteria produce histamines. So mm-hmm. some people will take a probiotic and then they feel worse. Their bloating mm-hmm. is worse. They might even have, diarrhea, and they don't I thought this probiotic was supposed to solve all my problems, but in reality it could just be that they had too many of those histamine producing strains.
Well, I talk a lot about oxalates, and that's a similar, if we can dump the oxalates efficiently, we have no problem.
Right.
It's when they back up.
Is there a difference between the histamines that are produced from food or allergies as a histamine, and is the response, is the way you deal with them all the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. It's just a combination, whether it's a perfect storm. And so I mentioned the gut mm-hmm. microbiome can influence it. Of course, if there are environmental allergens that are higher, and then also hormonal imbalance can feed into it mm-hmm. as well. So, there are times where, if you're in a higher estrogen state, that kicks up histamines.
That's Clint's problem. I knew it.
Most of the time.
You finally figured it out.
Yes,
you gotta be honest with
that
you.
Explains a lot, right?
Send me the invoice for figuring me out. It took all this time. Good job.
Yes. So the higher estrogen states can fuel the fire. And not only does estrogen increase histamines in the body, but estrogen also uses the same tools that histamine uses to be eliminated.
So you don't have the tools to... hand to deal with any extras that
exactly,
may be coming.
Exactly. So if you have a lot of estrogen and, it's always going up and down, so there could be times of the month where estrogen's higher than others, and so your body has to clear it after it produces it. Mm-hmm. And in that clearing, it's going through your magnesium, your P5P or active B6, and those tools are also needed by the enzymes that break down histamines. And so if they're not available for those enzymes, then things can kind of build up as well. So that could be a part of it.
And that lowered health, less optimal health will always have some modest to significant negative effects on our body, our future, and our aging. And this is where putting the plan of action together with me, it being almost 69, I've learned through all my mistakes and that it's multifaceted. I mean, I need to look at my bedroom to make sure that the air is clean. Yeah. I need to make sure that I'm not having tons of microplastics. I don't live in a cave. I take a lot of supplements. I enjoy life to the fullest. But I think there's some check boxes that we all need to be thinking about, making a move on it, and then living your life. Like, I've cleaned up my cookware. I don't use cookware that has things that are being excreted because they're endocrine disruptors and they can cause my testosterone and other things to go bad. Mm-hmm. Of course, we talk about the quality of foods and the macros. I mean, it's a pretty big conversation. This is why I say I separate the world into two classes of people for health, learners and non-learners. Yeah. If you're a non-learner in today's time, I think you're going to be half doomed. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to be that in maybe generations back when we lived on the farm and we ate fresh food and we
were outside amongst the stuff and our body was building it up more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, are there things, and I don't know if we're going this direction on what we should take, what we should not take, or
how we address it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So how do we transition into that part of the conversation? Are there certain supplements or herbs that we're supposed to do more of?
Well, let's set this up that, say, Clint is having a terrible time with pollen.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Just awful. He's feeling terrible. He's getting a cough, the sneezing, and all the things. What would be a first step for a person like that? We're not talking a permanent fix. He feels awful and wants to feel better.
Yeah.
So we want to approach this in two ways, both keeping what you're producing low and then also dealing with what you already have. So first, we want to stabilize the mast cells that hold your histamine. So mast cells are these cells that contain the histamines, and when they get triggered, they'll just dump out a bunch of histamines.
Okay.
And then the more there are, the more sensitive they are. So they kind of like create they trigger a response where their threshold is lower. So we want to calm them down, like chill them out, so they're not like just degranulating is the term, where they dump out the histamines. So first of all, we want to calm them down. So you can do that with things that are quote unquote mast cell stabilizers. So that includes nutrients like quercetin, which you can get in supplement form if you want to get it really concentrated. It's also present in things like capers, if you folks like those.
I did not know that.
Yes,
capers. I love capers.
Yeah, me too. It's the most concentrated source of quercetin, actually.
Wow.
Yes, yes. So load them up. And then another herb that I really like for its mast cell stabilizing properties is nettle. So nettle actually works best if you can front load it. So start earlier in the season before, if you know you deal with allergies starting, maybe like late February and March, as opposed to waiting for it to set in. But it's a wonderful herb for that process. And vitamin C also keeps the mast cells nice and stable. And then on the other hand, if we're providing tools for the enzymes to deal with histamine so that you can effectively remove them, then we're looking at things like P5P, which is active vitamin B6. We're looking at pantothenic acid, which is active vitamin B5. And then even things like copper can be helpful, magnesium. And then one of the enzymes that eliminates histamines is also requires methylation. So histamine and methyl transferase. So if you have something like an MTHFR mutation, that aspect can also be impacted. And so you want to make sure you have things like vitamin B12 and folate. So a B complex.
I was going to say B.
Yes.
A lot of B vitamins
lots
coming
of Bs,
up.
Yeah. Absolutely. And honestly, most people could probably use the B complex just because of its numerous roles.
Is a pill form okay? Almost have to, right?
Yes.
I mean, capsule, like Life Extension, is like $9 a bottle.
Yes, B-complex. It's very accessible.
Is there any side effects? Like, have you ever had people get headaches or anything with a B-complex or not?
Not
really?
So much headaches. I've had people, if you get higher dose of standalone B vitamins, like a B12, people can feel kind of jittery with that. Especially.
Okay.
And then you definitely want to take it with food because you can get nausea if you take it on an empty stomach.
The
B-complex, yeah.
Okay.
So B-complex is a good place to start for multiple reasons beyond even histamine breakdown. But then you might want to increase also specific B vitamins. I like using the complex because all of these vitamins work together. So if you just give one, it's a little short-sighted.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on how big the issue is, we might need to also add in extra B6 and extra B5.
That's great.
So I would start there. Yeah. But then we have to also understand like what is going on aside from just like pollen is high that is filling up your histamine cup. You know, try to understand.
She
like,
smiles at that.
Yeah.
There's body language. That's the part you like, right?
I do.
You
love
like figuring that puzzle
work.
Piece out. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
It's not just, it's ho-hum. It's allergy season again.
Now let's figure out why you keep doing this.
Yes, exactly. Because the immune system doesn't just react for fun, right? Though it, we have to kind of get to the bottom.
Everything
of why.
Has a reason. The it body does. Has a wisdom when it does anything.
It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was actually sharing with Ed the other day that I had a client who we were doing all the typical allergy stuff and she was coughing a lot at night. And, you know, I wasn't seeing the response that I would anticipate. And then I started the conversation with her. I'm like, you know, we might need to consider if there's something that is activating your immune system like mold. And sure enough, she moved from her apartment and all of the symptoms we had talked about went away, you know, and she had the luxury of that option and
because
opportunity.
The bucket was overfilled with the mold.
Exactly.
And then everything else was not
yes,
processed
exactly.
correctly.
Yeah. So she's not just coughing for fun. It's like a manifestation of the yeah. fact that her bucket was being
her
filled.
Body was telling her something.
Yes, exactly.
Can I ask a quick question? Because
sure.
Ed's always talking about blood tests. Is vitamin B something that it does it fluctuate so much that a blood test wouldn't really do you any good, or is it something you should get a blood test on? I'm just innocent.
I'll put
this.
My two cents. At least for the MTHFR, as she's talking about, one is we can test for that. Two is you can test to see how it's managed or not managed through the test called homocysteine. Mm-hmm. And again, Be Well Labs is a great convenient
begin
place.
BeginWithLabs.com.
BeginWithLabs.com. Yeah. So yes, it is. Now, real quickly, DAO is an enzyme that helps to prevent the food histamines. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes. So that can help if you know you're eating a whole lot of food-related
right.
histamines to kind of take the edge off of that. I wouldn't rely on that exclusively.
No. Because if you're having that problem, you're probably the bucket's also filled with other things.
Exactly.
But if you really think it's food, I like to have people test that with a 10-pill thing and they mm-hmm. take one pill before each meal. You know in 2 to 3 days if the food's, maybe it's lowering the total bucket a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it may be worthy. But I'm like
yes.
you, I want to see the longer-term solution rather than patching it. Because what I don't like in the traditional medical model is their Band-Aid approach to everything. Well, guess what? Sometimes we do that.
Yeah.
We do that too
right.
because I just want you to feel better. So take these pills of quercetin and some DAO and some vitamin C and maybe whatever. Well, that's still not getting to the root problem.
Right.
I mean, the thing I always ask myself is, I've never had an allergy. I've never had pollen cause me one bit of grief.
Right.
Why is it that I have no problems and some other people do? So that why keeps
Definitely.
Pushing on my buttons.
Yes.
But again, why do I have a prostate that swells and I get up and pee 5 times a night for 35 years?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for
mm-hmm.
sure. Probably will never know other than a bad marriage. And
wow. Right here at the end.
Yes.
He just did that too. That look at it. She's like, I can't deal with that.
Well,
move on.
Just yeah. something quickly to consider. You said you don't react to pollen. You know, you don't have the typical sinus mm-hmm. stuff, but histamines manifest in a variety of ways because there's so many receptors in the body. So it could even be coming up as anxiety,
it
insomnia.
Could be. Yes.
It could be joint pain. It mm-hmm. could be heartburn. It could be high blood pressure.
You're so right.
There's a lot to look into
yeah.
there. It's not
sometimes
just the
histamines
sniffles.
Makes your mustache curl up
oh,
on the ends.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Did sometimes. You check that up on AI?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. ChatGPT certified.
Okay,
got the blue check mark or something. I don't know what that means.
All right, Naomi, tell people you see clients and patients.
I do.
And I love that. And I love my industry because the people who are passionate, I want no one to compete with each other. We want to be partners on this journey for the whole city of Chattanooga. Tell people what your website is, and you are at Nutrition World Wednesdays and Saturdays most,
yes.
not all.
Yes.
And you're available to ask questions in person mm-hmm. and all of that. So anybody who can come out on those days, please come see Naomi.
Yes,
she is an encyclopedia. The amount of training she has is equal to any health professional that you've been to. So what's your website?
My website, my practice name is Alma Holistic Wellness. So my website is the same, www.almaholisticwellness.com.
How do you spell that?
That's Alma Holistic Wellness.
Okay.
And my office is in Brosville, Georgia, just about 15 to 20 minutes away from Nutrition World. And I see clients both in person and virtually. So if you have any questions or want to schedule a discovery call, you can do that over on my website.
Wonderful. And you do testing. You do all the great things
yes.
that we need.
Yes.
We need to have proper testing in order to have the proper information
Correct.
To make the proper decisions
oh, yeah.
often.
Yes. So that's part of the beginning of what uh-huh. we do so we can find out how best to support the
Lovely.
Individual.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
And if you've enjoyed this, stay tuned because we're going to come back with more wisdom, insights, and stuff from Ed Jones and Clint Powell here at Vital Health Radio, brought to you by Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, powered by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones alongside Clint Powell, and at Nutrition World, we serve hundreds of people each week, actually 400 plus per day, and we help you cut through the confusion and focus on proven strategies that may support your long-term wellness. In this segment, we're diving deeper into what, again, moves the needle of your health. Well, we have all our every other week expert, Dr. Deering. We've had two experts on today, Naomi and Dr. Deering. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Naomi is very sharp.
Yes, had great training and also a lot of life experience with learning more of the integrative approach. I love anybody who has such a passion as you and her. I love the fact that you have been on both sides of the fence in very heavy-duty ways. So it's wonderful. You are a clinical pharmacist for 30-plus years in Chattanooga. Were you in Chattanooga the whole time?
I graduated from Mercer in Atlanta, okay, and I did a residency there. And as a part of that residency, I created a job for myself doing clinical pharmacy at Grady Health System in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So I spent my first 5 years there, and then I wanted to be back home in Chattanooga for my first, for my second child. So we decided it was time to come home.
Okay.
That was 97.
Okay. And you are now at Nutrition World, been there a year?
Been there since July of 24, so we're looking.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah.
So this July will be 2 years.
Right.
Man.
But I spent the first several months just working 3 or 4 hours a day because I was coaching football, high school football, and doing the middle school program. And so I didn't want to overwhelm myself too much. So. Yeah. And I'm glad I did. It was good moving into it nice and slow.
Yes, I think you did exactly the way healthy way to do that. We're going to talk about kidney health today. It's something that's not really spoke about in most areas of education. I mean, we hear liver and we hear losing body fat, making the heart healthier, lowering cholesterol. But kidney function is an odd conversation to have. And I value it because I see so many people who with declining blood tests called, well, we can talk about the test, but the declining as years go on. And, you know, we've all had pets probably. If you've had pets, you've heard this story or relatives. I'm sorry, but they're not going to be here much longer. They have their kidney function is failing. And Dr. Peter Attia, who is subject to some controversy, but I like his theory of the one of the organs that, of course, is our death organ if at the end is the kidneys. Once it shuts down, you're pretty much over. But it, like he says, if we can build a kidney function that is more robust, it's like building the endurance of a human body, and you've all of a sudden you've got to run 15 miles because of some work or some emergency or something else. Well, you're going to be able to do it if you have that resistance built up or that cushion. And to do that requires lifestyle. There's not a single drug in the entire world that's going to build your kidney function.
Absolutely.
Is there? Nope. Well, again,
a lot that can damage.
Exactly. And that's what I want to talk about.
Well, let me jump in with the only question I'll ask that'll be relevant in this whole thing probably. Explain to everybody, for us idiots that know what the kidney is, but what does it do for the body?
Great question.
Yeah.
It's the filter of the body. So it's filtering everything through. Usually it filters it. Everything that goes through the kidney, it comes out, and the kidney pulls back in everything that it thinks it needs. So if it needs the potassium and the sodium and the sugar, all that. That's, we got drugs now that have been created just to block the sugar from being reabsorbed so that it'll end up being
peed out. So it sends it out and then pulls it back. Yeah,
it's filtering, but part of that whole process of what it's doing is sending everything out and then pulling back.
It's almost like
what
that the conveyor belt. The bad stuff goes one way and the stuff that fits the algorithm goes the other way. It keeps the good, it comes back around, and the bad go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of the way it works, yeah.
Kind of like I Love Lucy when she was on the conveyor belt eating the chocolates or what?
Yeah, that's something that's exactly. Really? Look at you being Clint for a minute.
Wow.
An analogy that's kind of weird. Good job, Ed. Back to the pro.
But what a magical organ to be able to do that multifaceted life requirements to know it when it's healthy, to know what to keep and know what to throw away.
Yep.
That's just, it just, the body continues to stagger me with the God wisdom within it. There's no way that we could ever build something to the level that this body does.
And what's interesting is that a lot of medications that we take, we don't realize it, but it's quietly stressing your kidneys as you go along.
Quietly is right, because you don't feel it.
Yeah, and then, you know, if you look at the number of medications that could potentially cause kidney problems and the number of nutraceuticals that can actually help your kidneys, it's amazing the stark difference between the two.
There is.
The only thing I can think of in the nutraceutical world is if you took too much vitamin C, you might get some oxalates and a kidney stone or something. But other than that, you know, it's very, very few things. Way too much protein that's not monitored, maybe something like that. But when you start talking about the pharmaceutical world, I think everybody kind of knows that, you know, NSAIDs can do damage to your
kidneys.
Which
are the painkillers.
Yeah, that's your ibuprofens and naproxens of the world. And the way they work is where your body has prostaglandins, and prostaglandins are the precursor to the pain-causing substance in the body. So you block prostaglandins, you get less inflammation, you get less pain.
It sounds reasonable, but there's
side
effects.
That's the good news. Yeah, that's the good news. The bad news is prostaglandins protect your kidneys. They keep it opened up so you get more blood flow going through. All of a sudden, you don't have those prostaglandins. You got less blood flow, and that's a big part of all this is blood flow. I mean, we could talk about you're at risk with polypharmacy. As you get older, you're more at risk. If you're sick, you're more at risk for kidney disease. But dehydration is huge. You've got to stay hydrated. It's any time that we get a dehydrated state, because one of the things we're going to talk about is laxatives. What are they doing? They're dehydrating you. So when they're dehydrating you, you got less blood flow going to your kidneys. And I'll talk to people in consults all the time about blood pressure, that God kind of meant for our blood pressure to kind of go up as we get older. It was meant to go up a little bit because we need blood flow to our brain.
And our arteries are stiffer. It's like a water hose. It needs to be up slightly because it can't be as flexible as you were when you're 20.
Exactly. So when it's flexing like that, it's tightening up. More blood flow to the brain. You need the blood flow to the brain. You need it to the heart. You need it to the kidneys. So anytime that your blood pressure is not high enough, you're not getting blood flow to those and getting oxygen to those critical areas. So it's important.
And there are health professionals who, and I'm fine with many opinions on health that would be perfectly fine if we had a blood pressure of 110 over 60. But at 60 years old, with stiffer arteries, you won't get the blood flow to the extremities or the brain.
Now, they've gone in and done studies. I know we're not talking about blood pressure today, but they've gone in and done studies in nursing homes where they took a third of their prescriptions away. Years later, they look at the two groups. The group that they left alone had more heart attacks, had more falls, and more hip fractures, more strokes, more heart attacks.
The one that kept taking the medicines.
Right, because the blood pressure medicine was not effective. It was actually detrimental to them. So, anyway, back to the
kidney.
Back to the kidney. So we mentioned that the NSAIDs, first of all, so prostaglandins, when you're blocking prostaglandins, you're not getting the protection of those prostaglandins in the kidneys and the lining of the stomach. Most of the time, NSAIDs kill about 60,000 people a year. Most of the time, it's from a bleeding ulcer kind of thing. That's a GI tract. But I imagine some of that's also the kidney damage that it's doing, but it's usually just the damage. You really got to worry about with NSAIDs is when you combine them with, how many people out there are on an ACE inhibitor, lisinopril, anything ends in pril, tons of people, right? And then a lot of those people on lisinopril or an ACE inhibitor are also on a diuretic. That's called the triple whammy. Mm-hmm. You get somebody on the three of those, ibuprofen, when they're also taking an ACE inhibitor, lisinopril, and they're also taking a diuretic, all of a sudden that triple whammy there really puts their kidney function at risk right there. So
I didn't know that. So and just a personal story, but when I started declining significantly with hip pain, which I do completely feel was oxalate related. Mm-hmm. And if you want to read a new ebook I wrote on it, you can go to The Holistic Navigator and just scroll down and you'll see the oxalate book. Just put in an email and you will get that. But there's a point where I don't care what your commitment is to nature and to the green pharmacy, that pain will control us. Pain will take over our soul. And I got to that point. I was on a cane, and then I'd just barely make it home, and I'd be on a walker in the morning. I just was trying everything to keep from getting both of my hips replaced. Finally, I did. But during that time, I said, give me whatever pill you got, because I was not functioning. Couldn't get off the toilet. There was no way. I lived by myself. My GFR, which is glomerular filtration rate, that's the standard test that you will get to see what your kidney function is. Oh, it got bad. It declined. And it was from the painkillers. Of course it was.
Yeah.
And, now it's great.
Well, all right. I know everybody's different. People respond to things differently. But studies show that your curcumins of the world have just as good a pain relief as the NSAIDs do, and then one is affecting the COX-1 and one, if it affects the COX-1, that's a negative effect on the kidneys. So just the COX-2 system is what curcumin will affect. And so you get all the benefits without the negative side effects. Curcumin for me works just as well, better than Tylenol ever did, and works better than ibuprofen. That's me. I know everybody's different.
I got one comment on that. That's bull crap for me.
For you.
When you had that kind of pain that I had, you just forget the green pharmacy.
Okay, well, all right. No, but wait, you forget the green pharmacy, but you can't tell me that ibuprofen and naproxen are better than, especially when we combine the Boswellia, the curcumin, and the black sesame seed oil together.
I can say they're better for pain relief. They are.
For you.
No, they are for most people.
Okay.
You would think I'm a pharmacist, but you're the pharmacist, and I'm disagreeing with you about drugs, and I'm the green pharmacist.
You're a sellout, but go ahead. All right.
Hey, I'm talking a pain level of 10s, of 7s and below. Hey, curcumin and all those Boswellians,
amen.
I worship them.
But NSAIDs, to me, don't get you much on the pain scale of 8, 9, or 10. 8, 9, or 10 is when you're going to opioids.
It takes the edge off is what it does. Hey, we got to talk about kidney function, son.
All right, all right.
Come on, I got you. It was my fault, okay? I'm admitting fault here. Yeah.
All right, we'll go back to people don't realize that antibiotics can be really damaging the kidneys. Two different ways. One is just a direct injury to the kidney, especially when you take them for long periods of time, especially when you're dehydrated, which a lot of people are sick when they take them, and it can be dehydrated. The other thing is they can form crystals, which can block some of the blood flow going, and so that's where they're damaging as well. So antibiotics, sometimes a necessary evil, but boy, do we overuse them and kill people's gut microbiome and potentially hurt their kidneys. There's some antibiotics that are so toxic to the kidneys that we only use them on the inpatient side, and we have clinical pharmacists like myself that specialize in monitoring you while you're on those and adjust your dose as you're going along based on your kidney function.
So when it goes down, you lower the dose of the drug?
So they're completely monitoring, and they see it, and once they see it going down, they adjust the dose. That's all they
And sometimes kidney function doesn't fully return, does it? It can be permanently harmed?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It can be. I mean, most of the time you can rebound a little bit. But
is the fluoroquinolones like Cipro, are those more damaging, or do we know?
Cipro seems to be more damaging when it gets accumulated. So the dose is too high or it's accumulating. Okay. So you already got somebody with some kidney damage. It's going to accumulate and it's going to become even more damaging to the kidneys. Okay. All right, moving on to something that maybe people aren't as aware of, and that is the proton pump inhibitors. That's your Prilosecs, your Nexiums, your Prevacids. Those over the long haul, even though you're supposed to use them for short-term periods, and we've talked about this before, I know, but a lot of people don't realize that when you stay on them for a long time, they increase your chance significantly of developing chronic kidney disease.
I did not know that.
So very dangerous. Of course.
And again, some people know what they're going to say is, well, I've tried coming off. It doesn't work. The green pharmacy options offer a step down plan, right?
I would say I'm up to doing one consult a week at least of people coming into me with the major goal of getting off proton pump inhibitors. Mm-hmm. So come see me, and I've not only, one of the things I'm going to talk about, I guess I'll talk about it now, is that you should every 6 months be monitoring what you're taking, your pharmaceuticals, and you should be doing a review with your doctor, but you can also get me as a backup if you want to review your medications. And the thing I can offer that a lot of doctors can't is, what do we have in the green pharmacy that can maybe help support your condition?
Perfect.
As long as you're physician approves of it, of course, but you should be looking at a list of these things that you're on every 6 months to make sure you're not on something that's, should you be off? But anyway, back to my point, which was, I get people off, it's a whole tapering method. So we're going to renew your gut. We're going to get you on some products that are going to get your microbiome back to being healthy. We're going to go over the lifestyle measures, which most people already know, but we're going to just go over those again. And we're going to go over all the things, but we're going to safely, it sometimes takes 2 months, sometimes it takes a month, sometimes it takes longer, but we're going to get you off that proton pump inhibitor and get, most people think that you want to decrease acid in the system. No, the problem to begin with was too much acid.
Too much and a leaky esophagus or sphincter.
Yep. Moving on, besides the proton pump inhibitors, you've got ACE inhibitors and angiotensin receptor blockers, which are blood pressure medications. They are well known to be renal protective. In other words, they're supposed to be good for the kidneys, and they often are. But in a subset of patients, a small group of patients, it may actually cause more damage. So you got to be aware of those.
And that's where monitoring comes in.
Well, and it's amazing how many things start. It's amazing how many things start one way and end up another way. You're supposed to, when you first start on an ACE inhibitor, you're supposed to do baseline labs of kidney function, and then you're supposed to check it a month later to see if there's any problems. When we first started with these things back in the you know, 90s and stuff, we did that. But how many people now do you think are probably getting those labs done?
Few.
Most doctors don't even realize they're supposed to be doing anymore. Most of them don't warn them of the side effects anymore. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
And that's why going to Be Well Labs, begin with labs.com, you need to be your own advocate.
Yeah, you need to be getting
pay a little cash and just
CMP
get it done.
Is what you need.
And they're only
complete metabolic profile.
$35.
Wow, that's great. Diuretics are also overused. Can lead to electrolyte imbalances, which can be a problem for the kidneys. GLP-1 agonists, which are real popular right now, your Ozempics, Wegovys of the world, they've been showing that they cause electrolyte imbalances, dehydration. So you get severe dehydration, you're going to get kidney problems.
And when you're dehydrated, that test will also be somewhat inaccurate, because if you were hydrated 24 hours later, it wouldn't look as bad. So being being hydrated when you go get the test is very important.
All right, so I probably got just enough time to talk about what we can do. I mentioned laxatives before. Imaging contrast dyes can be a problem to the kidneys.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So you got those, but what do we do to fix these things? Hydration, no brainer, stay hydrated. Taking electrolytes can be a big part of that.
Because electrolytes hold the water in the system. If I drink a glass of water right now, it's probably going to go down the toilet in 23 minutes unless I have some electrolytes.
Plant-rich nutrition is important. Trying to avoid protein overload. I know you like a lot of protein, but you got to be careful.
There's a point. There's a point for everybody.
Stay away from the medications we talked about. All right.
That's the biggest thing.
Yep. Herbal and food-based kidney support, dandelion root, parsley, celery seed, beets are all, that's four things. You can buy a lot of these things. I've got
different kidney formulas.
Yeah, I got different kidney formulas here. We got great ones. I've got one that
Designs for Health.
From Designs for Health. This thing right here has got a couple of mushrooms and some Chinese herbs in it that I've seen people's GFRs improve by 10 points.
Wow.
By just doing
that's
this.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And so anyway, so how do they work? Anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, immune modulation, and tissue protection. That's how these things generally work. And N-acetylcysteine, which is great for your liver and detox and your lungs and your brain. Guess what? It's also great for the kidneys.
Because it helps to eliminate toxins before it even gets to the kidney.
Right. Exactly.
Bingo.
We've got my son-in-law had to use this. He was in town 2 weekends ago and ended up, thought he had a kidney stone or something, but he had hematuria, he had blood in his urine. We did this total cleanse. So, I mean, we did a product here that we did a lot of these. We started him on a lot of these. He's doing much better. He went and saw a nephrologist this week, and they're going to do some tests. But anyway, the next day, all of his blood was gone from the urine, and he was, doing much better.
And he's doing the right thing, but still pursuing traditional
diagnostic
procedures.
Yeah, you get a diagnosis, make sure you don't have a cancer or something like that.
Yes,
what causes it to begin with, kind of thing. So
it was probably just the ketchup he ate. Came out with urine. All right, we got about 2 seconds.
All right, I want to mention that something that I love for my allergies is also good for the kidneys is nettle leaf. So
you just echoed Naomi.
Oh, she say that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
did she,
man, two experts.
Did she say it for kidney function or she said it for?
No, we weren't talking that. We're talking about histamines.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, nettle leaf's great, and quercetin's good for that too.
She said that.
CoQ10 is real good for your mitochondria and everything, so that's going to be good for the kidneys. Astragalus root is going to be great.
I'm going to astragalus your root if you don't stop talking.
Wow. Okay, well, I'll wrap it up there. I think that was probably...
I like how when he says, when we have a few more seconds, he goes, that's great. All I wanted to say was... And then it's 3 minutes later. And it's like, and I watch Ed over sweating bullets.
I love Dr. Dearing.
It's always good. It's always good stuff. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
I get to contribute to the radio show. Here we go. Hey, we'll be wrapping this bad boy up for the last segment when you come back. But you're listening to Vital Health Radio, and it's brought to you by Nutrition World.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com. You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at NutritionW.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, sponsored by Nutrition World. I'm Ed Jones with Clint Powell, and for years on this show, actually 8+, and daily inside Nutrition World, our mission has been simple: give you clear, trustworthy health advice you can act on. So let's wrap it up today with more practical steps you can start immediately. Got to make a really quick statement that I went to get my hearing aids checked today, and I do this not as much so I can hear better. I do it for the cognitive ability, and people don't kind of think of that, and especially those who pop hearing aids in and out, because that doesn't work very well. But what's happening when you can't hear, your brain is working diligently to decode the sounds. And what that means is there's less bandwidth for higher level thinking. Your brain can only do so much. And when you're trying to process, what did Clint say? What did Cody say? What did Lenny say? And especially when there's other people, it wears your brain out. It's so much more comforting to have good hearing aids. I go to Johnson Audiology. I think they're great people. Hope you get a chance to look at my Dollar General Instagram and other platforms on our social media at NutritionW.com. I went in there and picked out 9 foods out of 2,000 that Ed Jones would eat if he was stranded in a small town. Even though Dollar Generals are in big towns, but they certainly in every single small town. That's a benefit to people who don't have other places to shop. And you shop at Dollar General?
Yeah, for some stuff like dog food if I'm in a hurry or something. Yep. I have to. Yeah, I don't buy the good. I mean, when I can't afford it, I always buy my dog food at Nutrition World.
Yeah.
But sometimes in a pinch, I'll get a small bag.
Absolutely. So yeah. What is your podcast?
My podcast, you can find all of them. I have a bunch that I own and a bunch that I share at Nuga Podcast. It's plural, NugaPodcast.com. And with that being said, oh, real quick, they're doing Best of the Best. You can go to Best of the Best of the Times Free Press, and you can actually vote for your favorite podcast there.
It's there already?
Yeah, it's there. Well, everybody can nominate.
Oh,
so,
okay.
And I like my podcast during the break, The Mothership. But if you don't like it and like other ones, go nominate a podcast you like. It doesn't bother me a bit. There's room for all of us to be successful.
Yep, but we need to get behind that.
Yeah.
This was a very, last 3 minutes here, very interesting. 2003, a behavioral immunologist studying chronic illness patterns noticed something unusual. The people who almost never got sick, no burnout, no endless colds, all shared one peculiar habit. You ready for this?
Let's hear it.
They talked to themselves out loud very commonly. In grocery stores, while driving, on quiet walks, not because something was wrong with them, because they were unconsciously regulating their nervous system. So he wired volunteers to monitor cortisol and immune markers in real time. The moment people voiced their inner thoughts, stress hormones fell by 35% on average. Those who remained silent showed elevated cortisol for hours. So one researcher did observe, your body treats suppressed emotions like a toxin it cannot eliminate. I love that.
Can I?
Is that you?
Yep. With that being said, that's fantastic. I love that we end it with a good bit of information like that. But the show's over today, Ed. We're going to have to end the show today. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you back next week here at Vital Health Radio. And it's brought to you by Nutrition World.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.